Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Steve Biggs from the Daily Biggs Morning Show in the house. How are you?
I'm great. One person from our show wants it.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for hanging out this afternoon.
You know it.
Taryn's going to be a mother.
Yeah,
parenting. A mom quote. I'm going to go leave early to be a mom.
And look, Taryn, you're not fooling us, dude. We got kids. We use our kids as that excuse, too. I'd love to do that, man. My kid's sick.
I did have a moment yesterday with my kid that I realized that my kid is already smarter than me. Having like one of those moments. She had a moment, like one of those little temper tantrums, and she snapped at me. I'm like, you don't snap at your father. And she's like, well, Dad, you snap at me. I was like, crap. You are right.
Yeah, well, get earn a paycheck, kid. Then you can snap.
That's right.
I think the deal you make with kids, at least in my experience so far, is, all right, you can snap at me a little bit once you're old enough to help me with tech. And now both of the kids, right? Because, like, I legitimately need their help sometimes. Like, hey, man, come, what did I do on the computer? And my son, he always just gives him the same look. Like, Jesus Christ, how does this man feed us, you know? Mm-hmm. In 2 seconds, he solved it. So I'm like, all right, that gives you a freebie to give me grief about something later.
I'll give you some advice if you'd like it.
I said was, I'll work at not snapping at you if you work at not snapping at me. And that's how we figured it out.
This is live advice. I've had two daughters, and here's what I would say. If she has interest in soccer, basketball, whatever, right? If she shows interest, then you're in. If she doesn't, don't suggest it. The last thing you want to do is spend your Saturday and Sunday every single weekend standing outside in the rain in some elementary school that you drove an hour to get to, and then you're hungry, and then you got to bring snacks for the kids so that they have
oranges and donuts, baby.
Yeah, I mean, every time we drive by a park, my wife looks at me and goes, I hope Tatum never wants to play soccer.
Yes.
And soccer's not so bad. The sport, we talked to my son because he's an athlete, and he likes to play a lot of different things. And I never wanted to bring it up. My wife's like, well, you have to bring it up. It's unfair not to. So I said, dude, do you want to play baseball? He said, no. I high-fived him. I said, thank you.
Yep.
Because the baseball parents, man, it's like all weekend, every weekend.
Those travel teams are ridiculous.
Right. That's what I mean, man. Look, they're gone. They're spending money on hotels. They're tired. They're pissed off.
Even worse, hockey.
Yeah. Is hockey worse?
Every game is like, or you have to be at the rink at like 6 in the morning.
Oh,
and
no.
It's cold.
No.
Bands don't have gigs every Saturday and Sunday if you're in band. If you're in dance, you have a recital, but you don't every Saturday
like
and
twice
Sunday.
Twice a year, we got to sit
if
through.
You're in theater, you have a play, but it's not every Saturday and Sunday in the rain.
I'll tell you, the only one, and my dad was good about coming to sports, the only one he didn't care was about those wrestling matches.
Oh, really?
You're just spending all weekend in a gym watching other kids wrestle. And then for maybe 9 minutes or something total, if it goes three rounds or whatever. Yeah. I can't remember how long they are. I was not very good. I always got pinned.
And that had to be the smelliest of all the sports to go to, I would say.
Oh,
that gym had
brutal.
To get thick, dude. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, today how is this going to help my kid from snapping at me?
No, it's not.
Okay, just making sure.
I've stopped snapping at you. Go to your
room. You basically just guaranteed she's going to be an awesome soccer player.
Well, we go back to the days before kids today on Sit and Spin. We're going back to the decade known as the 90s there. Great music. Came out of the 90s for sure.
I think so. Absolutely, man.
I argue the 90s and the 70s are the two best eras for music.
I would agree. Right. I would agree.
So the folks at Loudwire.
So we're both wrong.
Yeah. We're all old.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, right, that's what that means.
The 80s was totally different music-wise. And then, it was all kinds of different stuff. There was everything from Hall & Oates and John Mellencamp to Pet Shop Boys, Culture Club.
I was going to say, but technology had a lot to do with that. So, once keyboards kind of became a new thing they introduced to music, because keep in mind, before the 80s, you weren't hearing a lot of keyboard. Mm-hmm. You know, you might hear piano and all that, and that changed music forever, man. So you ended up with your Depeche Modes or who are they competing with?
Pet Shop Boys, Duran Duran.
Cure, all that whoever. Stuff, man.
And Susie and the Banshees.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So we have, the list was 75 of the greatest rock songs of the 90s, and we just randomly picked 10 for it.
10, number 10. I'll be with
you, girl. I freaking love this song.
I can tell. That was a strong response.
Fun fact, all the members of Cracker are black.
I believe that.
Yeah. All the members of Black Sabbath are white.
Yeah.
I
mean, yeah. See?
What? Black Rose?
Right back at you.
What about Green Day then, guys?
Right. They are like the ultimate one-hit wonder. Yeah. I know they had the other song, like that Teen Angst song, but
right. This
is like their only big hit.
It's a cool tune, though.
I love this song.
10 of the best rock songs from the 90s.
Number 9.
It's a good band, man. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Korn's badass.
Yeah, and the 90s are a long decade, too.
What do you mean?
Well, just it starts
longer
with,
than most.
No, but it starts, like, I think a lot of people think 90s rock. You think about early 90s, like hair metal.
Right.
Then there's, like, grunge stuff. And then you get into Korn and Limp Bizkit.
New
by
metal,
the end of
as
it.
They called it. Yeah.
Korn kind of phase worked, and then it became, like, the early 2000s era of music.
Yeah.
The new metal, which we were talking about this morning about, like, the what would be the big four. For your new metal bands. Korn and Limp Bizkit seem like
four.
I know.
Right, everything's like groups of four, but it's like, are there?
Jesus.
Come on, Ted, we're counting on you. The new
Chester.
Metal.
Chester.
Oh,
Park.
Linkin Park.
Park.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Chester Chino.
I'm going to say it, right? Mike Shinoda raps.
10 of the best rock songs from the 90s.
Eight, number eight.
This is like the beginning of the U.S.'s transition to understanding what Seattle was about to do.
Yeah.
Like this was, because everyone had heard about Mother Love Bone, but if you're on the East Coast, you'd only really heard of them. Then you heard Andrew Wood dying, and then there's this Eddie Vedder guy who kind of sings, kind of mumbles, but this was the first time anyone really heard him.
The crazy part, though, was like in a way, like I know for me, growing up in New York, you heard of Pearl Jam became big, and then it was like, oh, here's Temple of the Dog. Like, they became big after, but the record was recorded before.
Yeah.
So, like,
correct.
The whole time frame was just strange. And then whenever you talk about it, still, like, we get texts from people that are still not over the fact that Eddie Vedder didn't show up at that Temple of the Dogs show.
Oh, really?
The last show that, you know, before Chris passed, and didn't go up there and sing this song. Everyone still, like, holds ill will towards
him.
Well,
listen, guys, I'm going to outdo you. My buddy Tony, who's the grumpiest mother effer I've ever known, he will not listen to Pearl Jam because he was upset that they replaced Andrew Wood. I'm like, brother, do you know how many decades have passed? Like, I won't do it.
What were they supposed to do?
I know exactly.
Right.
These are 10 of the best rock songs from the 90s.
Seven, number seven.
Yeah, hard to argue that, man.
Yep. Isn't this about one of the girls from Veruca Salt? I think when Dave Grohl was dating, I can't remember if it was Veruca Salt, one of those female-fronted bands from the 90s. He was dating like one of the main members of the band, and this song is about her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Be careful the songs you release about people when you admit it.
10 of the best rock songs from the 90s.
Six, number six.
How many albums have they put out? Is they wait, what, 7 or 8 years between albums? Mm-hmm. Obviously.
Yeah. Maybe a handful?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even think of them as like the 90s. They're so, tools just tool.
Yeah.
And they're their own separate category.
They're like Mars. Yeah. In their own little world. Yeah.
Undertow is pretty big.
This is the making of a great playlist. That's all I know right
now. It really is.
So
man,
far, I've loved every song.
We should just play this afternoon. The whole thing. These are 10 of the best rock songs from the 90s.
Number 5.
Gone. Gosh.
I mean, Evil Empire was almost the soundtrack to my junior prom.
That's romantic.
Seriously, man.
That's an aggressive dance.
But that, it was like the rock band came out, and like if you liked rap, all the brothers liked this band, all the white hardcore dudes liked this band. It was just like, we were all like, it's a moment. We all agree. Right.
10 of the best rock bands from the 90s.
Number 4.
Never heard of these guys.
Yeah.
Ever.
Your friend hates them, I hear.
I don't even know if he hates them. He just refuses to listen. I'm like, how do you not listen to Pearl Jam?
You can't ignore Pearl Jam.
You can't escape them, dude.
It's going to come on.
It's like the song Smooth.
Right.
Like, you don't have to like it, but don't tell me you don't hear it, man. It is everywhere.
It's like me saying, I can't, if Taylor Swift comes on, I don't listen to it.
I honestly don't know her song. I'm sure I've heard everything she's done. I could not tell you a song from it. I just don't recognize it.
Best rock songs from the 90s.
Number 3.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, the resurgence of Creed.
You and me both. They're back. It's unreal. People love them now. I don't know if you saw this video. They were performing somewhere, and there's like a balcony of bros, and they're all shirtless, holding each other, singing Creed. I never wanted to be in a group of shirtless men more in my entire life.
Yeah, bro culture has brought back Creed, which is weird.
They just did a gig.
I told you, I listened to it. He sounds good.
I always remember
You were saying, so look, you can like him, not like him, but dude has not lost any voice, hasn't lost a sound.
Yeah,
I never liked Creed. I was a Pearl Jam fan. I was like, they're stealing your stuff. These guys suck. I hated Creed my entire life until right now, and I freaking love the band.
You know what? Truth be told, me and Nickelback as well.
Yes!
I, for whatever reason, I just needed a break. I think maybe some time off, and then we'll
I will take time off to see Creed if they ever come to town. Like,
you know what? If they come, I'm going.
Dude,
man.
I think back in the day, Mad TV, party bus. Will Sasso did a whole bit where he was either Eddie Vedder or this guy from Creed. Because their voices, they do it a certain tone.
These are 10 of the best rock songs from the 90s.
This is one of the most badass tunes ever, I think, man. Not exactly a pick-me-up, but I can listen to it anytime. You know what I mean?
I'll still never forget the time that Ted and I were trying to party at my house, and we put on Alice in Chains' Dirt.
How dark did that get?
And it was like, was it Sick Man? I think the song was like where he goes, ah!
Yeah.
And we finally looked at each other and go, I can't do this right now.
It's like a two-minute song. It just starts with screaming, and we were like, we got to turn that off.
We're too high for this, man.
By the way, just so you know, you're texting. These are in no particular order. There are 75 altogether of these tunes on the Loudwire.
This is Get Off Biles' Back.
That's exactly right, yeah.
Ew, I can't believe this one isn't number one.
Oh, you know what? Then 10 of the best rock songs. This is number one, then. How's that?
Let's go. Oh, randomly.
No, I will have you know.
All right.
The Two Faith No More fans in the studio at the same time.
Random.
Wow.
Hey, Mike's the one who was jamming on this. You guys, what was it? What was the game?
It was Rock Band, man.
Rock Band. And you had never heard this before.
No, when I got the game Rock Band, I was relatively new into harder rock music, and then I didn't know like any of the library that was on there, but I kept coming back to this song because it was badass.
Yes, there you go. Steve Mix, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Thank God you showed up.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Somebody cares.
Metallica tickets every day in May. That begins tomorrow on the Daily Mix Morning.
7:20 in the morning. We kick things off.
There we go. Jeez. All right, coming up, we will drink a toast with the shout of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.